Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Is it open mic? Is it in the zone? Maybe it's a little bit of both. I don't know about you, but I'm just so excited they're back together.
Oh, thank God.
Here's Bianchi and Kravitz with The Crossover.
Oh, yeah. The Crossover is off and running. Brandon Kravitz and the Bulldog, Mike Bianchi. Oh. This is my last bit of effort that I will give. Period. Before I head out to the sandy beaches of the west coast of Florida, so let's leave them with some good stuff, Mike. Would you like to get us started today, or
yes, I'll get it started with us since you are going to the Gulf Coast of Florida. The first of my questions is: which do you prefer, the Gulf Coast of Florida or the Atlantic Coast of Florida?
It is not even remotely close.
Huh?
It's not even close. In some ways, beaches are like pizza. They're all pretty good in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
But there are varying degrees of quality. The west coast of Florida can simply not be matched. It's the grain of the sand. It's the breeze coming off of the ocean. It's the sunset rather than the sunrise. All of those things. Give me the West Coast in a runaway. Beautiful. Can't wait to be there. And we've been rocking at the East Coast the last couple of years. It's time we made our return.
I need to get you over to Hard Rock Hotel Daytona Beach a little bit more often. Maybe then they'll sway your opinion.
So I'm glad you brought that up because I have stayed there with my wife, Mallory, and we had a phenomenal time. So I was blown away. The food is phenomenal. The pool is fun. That was a really good time. So shout out to Hard Rock Daytona Beach.
There you have it. That was just a bonus question. Here's my real first question. You ready?
I had a feeling.
Okay. We had Chris Perkins of the South Florida Sun Sentinel on earlier this week on our show, and he covers the Dolphins, and he was at the Tua interview earlier this week where Tua got a little, I don't know if testy is the right word, but they were asking him about his contract status, and he was asked, are you annoyed that nothing's been done yet? Or you, what word would you use to describe your, you know, demeanor right now? And you could tell Tua is getting a little bit fed up just from watching his body language. He's getting fed up that he's not been paid yet. Brandon Kravitz, do you think Tua's fed up? Do you think he should be paid? Do you think he will be paid? Where are you on the Tua contract right now?
Yeah, I think it's a complicated situation because ideally you don't pay him and you allow this thinner motivated version of Tua to go out there and ball out in a contract year. And if it doesn't work out, because we're still not 100% on Tua as good as he was last year, ideally you let that play itself out. But that's just not the way quarterback contracts work right now. Tua, wherever you have him ranked, even the most pessimistic believer or analyst in Tua has to have him firmly placed inside of the top 15. And when you're a top half quarterback in the NFL, that means you're better than the dreck at the bottom, and that gets you paid. So I think them signing Jalen Waddle to a long-term deal, while on the surface it may seem like that's one of those things that would deter them from paying Tua, I actually think that shows a commitment in Tua that they want to keep his wide receiver there long-term. So in an ideal world, you don't pay him this year, but in reality, he should be paid right now, and he's proven that he's good enough to be one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in the NFL. Would you agree or disagree with that assessment?
I'd still wait to pay him.
I just don't know that you have that option. Tua and Jordan Love are in two very similar situations. Now, Jordan Love gets to say, hey, look, I beat the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs, and Tua can't say that because he got frostbite in Kansas City. But both of them had phenomenal seasons. They're both up against it as far as the end of their contract. And if I were Tua and or Jordan Love, I would not play in the upcoming season without a long-term deal and make those teams cave.
Wow.
Let me ask you a soccer-related question, although it's more about an icon that you are, at least you were, tight with. So they've recently announced at Orlando City that they're going to be rolling out this Legends Terrace, and Kaká will be the first legend that's honored. I think that makes sense. He was the biggest star that this franchise has ever seen, and he put them on the map. The question is, who's number two? And rather than you answering that question, because maybe this guy is number two, should Adrian Heath be one of the next legends added to the terrace? Do you think they should honor Adrian Heath?
Quite honestly, if you're going to have a ring of honor, which is what this is, a ring of honor, I think you got to put Phil Collins or Phil Rollins, Phil Collins. Phil Rollins. I mean, Phil Rollins was the impetus of moving the franchise, the minor league franchise from Austin to Orlando City. He and Adrian Heath, maybe you could put them both in at the same time, but Phil Rollins and Adrian Heath certainly, I mean, they're sort of the fathers of the franchise. Kay Rollins, Phil Rollins' former wife, she still works with Orlando City. She's an executive.
Doesn't that make it highly unlikely they ever do that?
Well, yeah.
Because there was such a contentious end to their relationship.
Yeah, there was a contentious divorce between the two. But again, if you're going to have a ring of honor, you've got to have Phil Rollins in there. You have to have Kay Rollins in there. And I believe you have to have Adrian Heath in there as well. Maybe the sort of diplomatic way to do it is just to put Adrian Heath in there. But yes, I think Adrian Heath belongs in.
Yeah, I tend to agree, especially if you're going to get into, I've heard some City fans argue that the USL days have to be honored. Well, he was the coach that led them to success. So if you're going to start there, I think he should absolutely be one of those names that's added to the list. Curious to see if they do it. He was such a lovable figure here. What else you got for me?
Where do you sit on the Caitlin Clark drama? Obviously, it's a story that has transcended sports. The cable news outlets are talking about it. Fox Sports, CNN, all the major websites are writing about it. Is it a racial issue? Is it a sexual orientation issue? Are the WNBA players targeting Caitlin Clark? I think it's media overreaction, quite frankly. Although I do think there's some jealousy among some WNBA players. Where do you sit on this?
Well, I agree with that last part, and for that reason, I would say it's not an overreaction. The reaction to it isn't the overreaction. The way it's being covered is over-sensationalized with the way that all this, within 24 hours, it became as much of a media story as it became a Caitlin Clark, Kennedy Carter story because of what Stephen A. Smith and Monica McNutt and the argument they got into on First Take. Pat McAfee calling Caitlin Clark the B word. I mean, it took on a life of its own that didn't even involve the play anymore. That particular play that was the catalyst to this conversation, that was a dirty play. And okay. I think that was a dirty play it was to send a message out of jealousy and envy. And I find that pathetic, because not that they need to bend the knee to Caitlin Clark, treat her like a competitor, be physical, Angel Reese has been dragged to the ground, but at least that was in the flow of a play. This wasn't a tough basketball play where Caitlin Clark's driving through the lane and gets checked with an arm. It was uncalled for, and I think it was a sign of a bigger problem. I do agree with the article that you wrote at the Sentinel, though. We just don't know how to cover this. And I think ultimately it's going to be a positive. We, as a mostly male-dominated sports media industry, thank you. I think that we are figuring out how to talk about women's athletics. And because we don't know how to talk about the WNBA, we turn these WNBA topics into societal issues because we all live in society and know how to talk about that. We can talk about gender. We can talk about race. We can talk about personal conflict. So rather than actually talking about the basketball, we turned it into the societal issue, which is a much easier conversation to have. It's broader, and let's be honest, it gets a lot more attention. So I think in time, it's ugly now, but I think in time, this is largely going to be positive for the WNBA because, Mike, at least people are talking about it.
Good point. Good point.
All right, let me wrap with this. So I'm probably going to butcher his last name. There was a little debate on my show about how it's pronounced, but Mustafa Thiam from the DME Academy in Daytona. He's Senegalese. He is the number one center recruit in the class. He's reclassified to go to UCF. Johnny Dawkins, an absolute monster of a recruit. Is the basketball program going to find its level of dominance before the football program does? Ooh. Do you believe that in, like, I'm still getting used to the fact, I go, how does UCF get a guy like that? UCF is one of the big boys now. They're in the Big 12. That's arguably the biggest basketball conference in the country, and Orlando is a great place to be. So you don't just sell Orlando, you sell the Big 12 now. Is it possible that Johnny Dawkins can actually zoom ahead of the football program?
I think Johnny Dawkins is a hell of a coach, and I think UCF fans need to get off his back, all right? So I do think he's a really good coach, but I think it's a lot harder to get to the top of the Big 12 in basketball than it is at football, and I also think UCF is a football school. We know how much NIL money has to do with your success, and I think UCF's collective and its boosters are going to contribute a lot more money to making UCF a great football program than they are to making UCF a great basketball program. So I'm going to go, no, I think UCF's football program will get to the elite level quicker than the basketball program.
Brandon Kravitz, Mike Bianchi, the crossover is over.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything, because anything can happen after noon.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean Lafitte.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries.
Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Save big money with help from Menards. Stay cool this summer with portable air conditioners from Polonis. Featuring multiple comfort settings and built-in thermostat, they're easy to install, come with a remote, and are available in several models suited to your specific cooling needs. Take control of your comfort with Polonis products at Menards. And check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save